Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about milimil and fuel price increases.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And we're also on the internet. You can visit www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, visit www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, visit www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe as prices of basic commodities go up.
The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe has announced new retail prices of milimil following government's move to remove subsidies on grains. A 10-kilogram bag of roller mill now costs $101.66.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority also announced fuel price increases today. A litre of diesel now costs $17.90, while a litre of petrol is selling at $17.14. The energy entity says the increases were caused by the current interbank rates.
And some Zimbabweans say they are now struggling to make ends meet due to the steep increase in prices of basic commodities.
In another development, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga arrived in Zimbabwe in a chartered Chinese plane on Saturday and was received at the Robert Mugabe Airport by his relatives and a senior Chinese official working in Harare. He was airlifted to China in July while in a critical condition. His sickness has not been made public.
And today marks the start of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, an annual international campaign designed to map strategies on the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. The theme this year is Orange the World. Generation equality stands against rape.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And Gibbs, going back to the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, our youth show tomorrow will actually be speaking about this in depth. So please join us tomorrow again. Of course, don't leave this platform. Join us today. But be prepared to hear Mike Hove, who will be hosting the youth show, talking about the 16 days of gender-based violence and what it means for the youth, Gibbs.
Yabambe, mahlaba zulu lingalijani labelikhona endaweni zonke ke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhlanje uhlelo lwe-Live Talk sikhuluma ngentengo yempahla engani yakhuphuka izinsuku zonke. Kodwa sikubonayo namhlanje ukuthi ke intengo yempuphu isikhuphukile sibili 10 kilogram ye-roller mill isi $101.66. Kukhanya kuyafika sibili izitolo lapha. Lokhu ke kwenziwe ukuthi iZimbabwe Grain Millers Association ithi uhulumende sekhiphe lokho usekela phela intengo okuthiwa ngama-subsidies nxa kuthengwa impuphu umumbu. So ngakho-ke uthi-ke nxa sokunjalo kutsho ukuthi phela sokukhuphuka le ntengo yempuphu. So ake lisitshele ukuthi kwini okwenzakala khona ngapho esitolo. Kukhanya kuningi sibili le ntengo yamafutha ezimota layo ikhuphukile. Siyabona i-diesel, sibone le petrolo lakho kukhuphuke sibili okumangalisayo. So ke siphinde sikhulume ngolunye udaba. Siyakhumbula ukuthi u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga wayethwalelwe kwele China lapho-ke afika ayilatshwa khona. Kuthethe isikhathi eside sibili ekhona ngale 4 months elalisiwe khona ngale. Kodwa kukhanya bamelaphile sibili ubonakale thutsha khona ngale ke international airport eHarare engani ngumuntu o-GS sibili ukuthi nxa umkhangele uqine isaka. So ke abanye bathi kukhanya ngazani kodwa kungani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama, kungani ngasadlelani kangako lo mongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa sibabonile phela baphuma kumabona kude bekholisa behleka besenza konke ke okutshiyeneyo. soke sifuna ukuthi lingene xoxela lingakhonoko bese kuya ke insuku ze 16 days of activism esigalisa namhlanje lesi sikhathi sokuthi ukukhankaselwe phela ukuthi kungahlukuluzwa abantu besifazana lamantombazana so ke silethemba lokuthi liyalwazi ndasazi isikhathi lesi nxa kusenziwa umkhankaso lokhu lowo liyawazi ukuthi kumele lenzeni so ke ngenani kuhlelo kolo manje sixoxeni zulukandaba kunjalo ke mabulas
aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tine gango shange tiri kutarisa pano palive talk nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo kwechikafu uyezve kukwira kwemitengo kwemafuta tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare takaona kupera kwevhiki iro rino mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaconstantino chiwenga vachisvika ivo munyika toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu tichitarira zvakare kuti nhasi ndokutanga kwemazuva 16 days of activism against gender-based violence chirongwa chinorangarira iwo kushungurudzwa nyanya kwemadzimai nevanasikana uyezve tichange tiri kutarisa kuti imi munoona sei izvi saka pindai muchirongwa mutipowo pfungwa dzenyu Gibbs
yes labantu asebengenile khonapha ke kufacebook yethu yesindebele voa ndebele lingakhohlwa ukuthi kule voa studio 7 kuzobuya ivoa shona sokubuya phela ekazulu ivoa ndebele so ke nxa sigangela khonapho kulo Norman Ngwenya uthi amajono dube singazi ukuthi njani khona ngapho ke mfowethu umsunduzwa ndlovu layo uthi litshona njani basakazi sitshone kahle sibili mfowethu singazi wena lapho khona ngapho ye siyabona liyangena sibili siqeda ukuthi nxa libuya khonapha litsho phela ukuthi lokho esikhuluma ngakho likubona njani khonapho unabantu yini marvelous
aiwa panapa tiri kutiona tine vazhinji vari pano pafacebook page yedu yevoa shona tina top fan wedu adriani munyaradzi quinte ari kuti good evening aiwa toti good evening kwamuriwo kuno achiri masikati zvavo kuno kuwashington i 1:05 masikati mcdonald maregedza ari kuti ndiri kuno kucape town tinokuchingamidza ive kucape town elton mafararikwa ari kuti maswera sei kwa wataswera zvakanaka David Dube ari kuti good evening pachirongwa aiwa good evening kwamuriwo hanzi na Gabriel Paradzai inini I'm watching you live from Chipinge aiwa ndokanyi kwangu makadii kuchipinge uko Joseph Rashai hanzi good evening I'm watching you from Limpopo munyaradzi midzi hanzi tinokumbira vachiwenga vaite correction pane zvavakaita 2017 ndokutaura kuri kuita munyaradzi midzi abva ati ndifonereiwo ndiri pano pa Joburg Alfred Makota hanzi good evening I'm watching you from London aiwa tipei namba dzenyu makaisa macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti kufonerei Tafara Fekeche ari kuti makadiwo zvenyu kwamuri ikoko aiwa kuno tiri wadi tine top fan yedu disciple Gilson Madanire ari kuti hanzi rikangei gango racho tione sister Marvelous aiwa nhasi tiri kukanga pano gango iroro nhasi ndezvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukanga mugango umu asi Busiso Farananda ari kuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg hanzi kutocha Renius hanzi tiripo pachirongwa top fan yedu Tanaka Siwawa hanzi Sister Mavi, kuri saiko ikoko, kuno kuri kutonora. Asi, pano pa program, pari kupisa, saka pindai mchirongwa, monyora shakari namba zenyu, makaisa ma code numbers enyu, janyai shakari pakanzi share kuitro tuone taka Wanda Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest, Marvelous, is Bulisani Ngube, is a businessman based in Bulawayo, but right now he's traveling, he's in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Ngube, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much. You are a businessman and you are saying all this that is happening in Zimbabwe. Fuel price increases, now basic commodities are also having this kind of knock-on effect. So at the end of the day, what is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of these price increases? Are you there, Mr. Ngube? It seems as if we lost him.
I think we've lost
processes.
Mr. Ngube, but we will try to get him. Tombo chingamidza sisi chipo Juliet Dube ari kuti tatomirira gango aiwa pindai mugango tiri kufraya tiri panapa. Tanaka Siwawa ari kuti vachiwenga may take advantage of the situation and emerge the survivor once again. Ukuona kwaari kuita. Musa Wenkos ari kuti good evening. I'm watching you from Cape Town. We tipro go savano anzi nhasi ndine Mrs. Mav pachirongwa aiwa. kutendewa tinovara pano pachirongwa ndechenyu uye zvetipei namba muchisa zvakare nema code numbers enyu maichi vakire varikutamba watching you from Bristol Ronald hanzi muri seiko sister uko watching you ndiri kuno kuDurban ndiri kunzwa Gibbs kuti I think your guest is back on the line you can go ahead and take them
yes Mr. Ncube can you hear me now
yes I can
Yes, so what I was saying is that, you know, there are these price increases. You know, we talk of fuel, we are talking of, you know, millimil, and all these kind of things. And according to the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, you know, there is this subsidy that was removed by the government, you know, in terms of buying grain. So at the end of the day, they are saying the prices of, you know, millimil are going up. So what really is going on?
You see, the problem in Zimbabwe, Mr. Dube, is a complicated problem.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the economy is in a bad state. And when the economy is in a bad state, the drivers of the economy, which is the government, are equally not willing to take the appropriate step to correct the situation. Your first challenge is that, unfortunately, as a country, you cannot stand up and say I doubt, but there are very few what you can call business persons in the manner you know in America. When you're talking of a business person in America, you're talking of an ethical person, an entrepreneur, who is there. But in Zimbabwe, we no longer have business persons. But because the country has been converted into a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs. Everybody, once you are in that situation, you've got a serious problem. And our situation is not held up by the government, which is not also correcting certain things which are fundamental to be corrected in terms of the economy. This issue of trying to use the Zim dollar or the bond will not work. We now need to take a bold decision. Yes, I agree they should not use the US dollar as a bad currency.
Mm-hmm.
But they should use the rand. That's basically the decision. So that when it then becomes necessary to say, why are you increasing your prices in rand terms? What is it which has happened?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a million dollar question which you need to do. Because what has been basically happening is that people have been fixing their prices using the US dollar terms. But if you check the black market, the U.S. dollar, I think, has been stable. The bond to the U.S. dollar has been stable for the last 2 weeks or so. And the million-dollar question is, what is it which is causing price increases today?
Mm-hmm.
What is causing price increases today is that we are now a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs.
Mm. So, Senator, you go to the government and buy a pongwe zanje, mahlayana nje. Akusakhanje shwa ngemfane.
Yes.
Yes,
no, you're saying yes. We have got a government which is not doing things right. We then have the people who are not helping it. When you think this person is a business person, you are not talking of a really business person, but you are talking of a rent seeker rather than a business person. I doubt if you can call certain business persons who are quoted as business persons. Because they are into everything. You find somebody is into fuel, he is into agriculture, he is into this, and all these things which he is in involve foreign currency, his fingers or his footprints are seen in all other dirty stuff.
Mm. Yeah, can you stay on the line? We are going to come back to you. I guess you've got somebody on the line.
Hello, caller. Hello. Hello, caller. Hello, Vasanyangure. Ehe, toku chingamidza ipachirongwa.
Yeah, no, ndinodai nokuchinda chirongwa.
Ehe, taura yenyu, sitare yenyu, motaura kwamuri.
Ehe, ndinotaura hangu kuti Pretoria apa.
Mhm.
Ah, tiche ndiri minisa medu, kira kuti kana tiwo Kira kuri kudyawo dzakaita vana uti nyika yedu hei dai mari vatindira ndinongoti dai vanhu vagona kugara pasi vataurirana nekuti vakaramba vane makotatano akadai shuwa zvizvipisi tiri kusafa nekuti zvatiri kuno kupretoria tichoti zvavo nhamo tichitadza kuti pamwe tingagona kuraramisa mhuri dzedu saka nechimari chatinowana chishoma kuno kusouth africa zvinorwadza kuti wachiindisa kuti kuisa kwacho kushata kwayo kune kuvakurema saka dei vatungamiriri vedu ava vava vakudzi vanorangariravo rusizi rwuri pasi apa varege kuva vakudzi vanongozvisudzawo dei vagona kutizvisisao nekuti shuwa ruzizi ruri kutambudzika hama ruzizi ruri kutambudzika shuwa 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 taigona kutaura navo
dai maiwana mukana hanzvadzi dai maiwana mukana hello dai maiwana mukana wokutaura navo vatungamiri ava maiti chii kwavari makatarira mamiriro akaita zvinhu sekutaura kwamuri kuita
ini dai ndaiwana mukana wokumbotaura navo sevatungamiriri varipo dainguva tangu dai vagona kumbotaurirana vane mwoyo wokurangarira vanhu vari kuzasiku nekuti ivo ndikatarisa kana vakarwara vanobuda kunze kuzvipindurako kunyika dzikurewo nekuti vane mari zvino isu kana tikarwara vazhinji hama dzedu dziri kungopera kufa dziri ino munyika yedu yezimbabwe saka dai ndaimbowana mukana ndaimboti hazviri nani kuti kana makoniwa mumbopawo yechidii vachine ropa rakanaka sina kurohwa nemasanitenzi kunyika dziri kunze vanokwanisa kuti even vachida kutsvaga dzimwe nyika dziri dzidzana nazvo havasati vava nemhosva dzinovateera saka dei vagona kumboitawo state ground ine timu inowani ine ropa rakanaka richinge kureti vasati vava nezvipomerwa vambopindawo vambotungamirirawo dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzichidawo kuzoinvesta munyika medu dzinotanga kuona kuti hapava neine leadership inowani isina zvipomerwa saka ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu iyenderere mberi ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu ibude mumadhaka mairi as long tachingwa neleadership iripo iyi handioni mainvestors achiuya munyika medu saka dei kuri kuti vambonzwisisavo vaita hana inonzwa tiki kuti dei dziri hama dzedu dziri kutambudzika taidya sei vamboregai tibotiburuka vambopinda mumwe munhu ambofamba nenyika achienda mberi nekuti zvichitarisa vachanyika vachiri neropa rakanaka vatati vane zvipomerwa kunyika dziri kure ndikatarisa 2008 pakaita government of national unity hapana kupera mwezi vanhu vanga vava kutotenga en kana chiri chingwa chaaa kuti padhola unogona kutotenga chingwa zvinhu zvanga zvatonaka nezvisati watombopera saka tozvidzisa kuti vachiri neropa rakanaka vasati vava nezvipomerwa saka ivavo vakapinda vachamisa kana vasvika havo ivo vaingobatana navo kana vasingati kugata kudai vavachiita hurumende yomubatanidza kuti vambopinza opposition iyi vaoipa makawazi makuru nyika yedu imboenda mberi
aiwa
izvozvi tine vana vari kutanga kuenda kuchikoro vana ivavo vari kukurira munhamo zvichinzi tatouraya even 2 or 3 magenerations kubva paasia ichizvipinda mberi saka ndinonzwa tukukanga ikatarisa ichito chani vana vedu hatine chidii kuti vachazovei isu tatokura amna vafeki 3 years bati tingodzungamira tingoti tamboenda kuzambia wadzoka waenda kusouth africa wadzoka itoro kuti nyika macho hamurarami tisiti vana vacho kuti akambori kurarama kana ivo wotinga mhani mhani chaizvozvo saka dai nyika yedu yamboitawo zvakanaka vakuru vedu vanokunzira kuti
aiwa tinokutendai hanzvadzi tinokutendai chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka babai
ndinotenda chaizvo ndipindawo mutirongwa muve nezuva rakanaka nokutidzirawo nekutipa mukana wokuti titaurewo mashoko zvakasununguka saizvozvi ndinotenda
aiwa baba Gibbs.
We've got Bhekisipho on the line. Baba Bhekisipho, kunjani?
Ngiphilile nkosi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, nanko kuyenzakala eZimbabwe, siyakubona kuningi kakhulu. Kunye kwangikhona impuphu phela intengo yangkhona sikhuphukile. 10 kg uyathenga $101.66. Kuzobuya ke amafutha epetulo lawo ungazala ngikhuphuka okumangalisayo. Kambe kwenzakalani lezweni fowethu?
Kukhona vele i-problem ekhona elizweni. Ilizwe alimanga kahle. Inkinga ekhoyo ikuba greedy enye into. Ikuba greedy ngoba nxa ngithi ngiyabheka loba nje ukhulunywa la ngama-sanctions, ambondi ma mina ningasanctions ngemali yami engilayo ebhenki lapho kumbe ngiyibeke kuphi. Asikuthi imali ingaphakamisa ilizwe leyo. Ilizwe linemali yayo eliyenzayo lona ngokwa iyaphi leyo mali. Ikuba greedy nje abantu abayilo abasezikhundleni badlala ngabantu, kudlala ngabantu lo.
Pho manje kulungiswa njani bhekisi? Kulungiswa njani?
BaseZimbabwe bathe. Yibo kumele bazikhulule bona, kumele bakhulule mbani kahle. Kumele bazikhulule bona abantu baseZimbabwe. Akuyena uphuthi somebody ozakushaya kusasa. Ukuthi hayi ngiyaxolisa akulandaba sesizozwana. Sasa bayakushaya futhi. Uzikhulule wena. Ngomfakile lapho uthi akushaya. Khulule wena.
So kuyo phambili pho kumele kwenzweni.
Angithi bayayela ubona udubo. Avoid it.
Njani?
But ma udubo lolo kubona wena luyakujabulisa. Carry on, ulijwayele. But ma ubona ukuthi this thing is bad. Angiyithandi into le, stop it. Angeke ukuthi ubone imoto yakhe ivuza ipetrol, ube ulokhu uhamba ngayo ivuza ipetrol. You have to block that with petrol in a bayashaya abantu babhekile. Why lokhu lobuswa ngumuntu obashaya babhekile? Bakujabulela ukushaya konke lokho. Yibo babafaka lapho. You have to stop them.
How?
Yibo kumele bazikhiphe enkingeni. Abantu basekhaya bazikhiphe enkingeni. Well, kuzokuya ukuthi ngithole ukuthi kuthiwa abantu sekumele uwazi ukuthi nxa uzothenga izinto from outside the country imali uyithethe. Uphukuphuku lo. Umbala obuza la abantu ukuthi ozobuza abantu ukuthi imali uyithethe. Uphukuphuku lo. Angazi ukuthi lalo lokuqhasha abantu, qhasha abantu abayiphukuphuku kangakukuthatha.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Ukuthi ekhaya kukho bani. Abantu basemazweni badinga imali. And then they can buy stuff from outside the country ukwenzela ukuthi abantu basekhaya baphile. Uzobuza nje ukuthi imali uyithethe khona ukwazi abantu babalekile ngenxa yombuzo wakho ongekho muhle.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu bhekisi. Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. Sibongile ungadinwa kusasa, eh?
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much, Papa. So, according to bhekisi, people have to free themselves from any kind of oppression that they are facing. And it's only themselves that can do that. Nobody else, yeah. So, kumbe sibuyele kubaba uBulisani Ncube. Ngamafutshane, Baba uBulisani Ncube. Nxa sukhangele sibili wena ngokwakho. Khona okwenzakala eZimbabwe ungubusinessman ungusomabhizinisi sibili owaziwayo, pho lina likubamba njani khonokho?
Indaba le inzima kithi ngoba okokuqala ngithe kuwe aba uminista wezomnotho uyakwazi okumele kwenzakale, ukwazi kuhle mhlophe. Abantu laba bokuhulumende bakwazi kuhle mhlophe okumele kwenzakale. Abangakufuniyo ikuthi kule nto zabo abazaziyo, abazibona nxa kunje. So labantu babo, labantu babo, labanye abantu babo bayabhenefitha. Kodwa ukuthi bangayenza umnotho welizwe, bengenza izinto eziright eziqondisa umnotho welizwe konke kuzandula. Ngoba okokuqala mina ngithi kuwe, sibe lesibonelo sisuka ngo-2009 ngesikhathi se-inclusive government. Bekule themba kuyo yonke indawo ye-economy, kuma-business, ama-business abe lethemba yokuthi hayi la ubusenza iplan yokuthi ngifuna ukukhula ngibe ngaka ngiyele, ngoba izinto zonke bezistable ngenxa ye-dollar yokusetshenziswa kwe-US dollar. But ngenxa umuntu ohlakaniphileyo uyananzelela futhi uminista abayilahla ngokuthi behlule ukunanzela ukuthi naye kuhle sibili US dollar isistabilayizile siyenzeni, kodwa kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuzaba nzima ukuthi ilizwe lisebenzise US dollar. Ngoba US dollar ungalinanzelela, US dollar legolide izinto ezimbili ezaziwayo emhlabeni ezokugcina ivalu. Now we invest in gold kumbe in US dollar. So ubusu sithi wena ilizwe elizama ukuchatama ngisebenzisa US dollar kunzima. So yikade ngikuthi ukuthi ukade kumele kwenzakale. Yikuthi na uMinister of Finance ulahlele khatshana ngwazi whether yi-sovereignty kumbe kuyini wavuma wathi a-a ngasisebenziseni i-rand as the best currency. Konke khonoku okuza kuthi kuthi kulowo othengisa ulutho lakhe ethola amarandi ule confidence nge-rand o kuthi kuma
I think we have lost him there, but all what you're saying is that, you know, the best option out here is to use the rand.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, this bond issue and, you know, all these RTGSs and, you know, they don't work. So he says it's better for Zimbabwe to adopt the rand. But we still remember when the president said it was difficult to adopt the rand because mm-hmm. of certain conditions. So maybe he may be talking about it, but, you know, Zimbabwe has gone past through that. And they are saying they can't adopt the rand at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tukunzwa munyarikani wedu varipano vanqube vari kuti ivo maybe kumboshandisa mari yekunze yemarand kungabatsire asi tina va Clive Machekano vari kuti please call me vari pa Zimbabwe apo. Musi wenkosi ari kuti Zimbabwe ichasunungurwa urini tatambura isu. Vamaridza vari kuti watching you from Bulawayo vari pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tinoti kana muine number dzamuda kuti kufonerei tipei number makaisa zvakare ma code numbers enyu. Top fan yedu Boaz Jaya Gurans everything zvinoomesera vari kumaruwa hanzi zviri kuitika munyika vari kunyanyoomerwa vanhu vari kumaruwa. Gordon Harineki ari kuti watching you from Zim. Aiwa, pindai muchirongwa mutiudzo kuti muri papi pacho kuZimbabwe kuti kukwazisei. Mai Chivakiri hanzi that's very true caller, ndofunga vari kuwirirana nezvanga zviri kutaurwa nacaller anga ari pano. Kules Mutandwa hanzi good evening my sister. Eish, saka Christmas toidya nei? Nyika iri kurasika mudondo. I don't think our country ichashanduka sedzimwe nyika, ndokutaura kwavari kuita Dine Chivurugwi ari kuti VOA you are live and clear. Kwandiri kunoko Disciple Gilson Badani rai kuti ichokwadi here kuti Zimbabwe yavambirwa rimwe bato rinonzi MDC Zimbabwe Party. Aiwa, kana tazvinzwa tine kuti tawana verification tichadzoka kwamuri tichitaura. Cosmas Masuka ari kuti ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuno kuCape Town. Samson Madzuri ari kuti makadii vashamarari. I'm watching you from Bethel in Mpumalanga kuSouth Africa. Zvinorwadza nguva yatava yaoma iyi. Alois Muzhingi adapter and I'm watching you. I'm here in Western Cape.
Now, marvelous, we've got another guest, and this is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU-PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What's happening in Zimbabwe? Today, there is an announcement that the price of millimil has gone up. At the same time, there's another announcement. The price of fuel has gone up. I think people are waiting for other announcements concerning price increases. You are a businessman yourself, Mr. Kaule, and you are seeing things going this way. Is the country failing to do what is right?
Actually, what I can say is that this is bad for our people and bad for our country, but what I can tell you is that the government is working their night to fix some of these things. But at the same time, there are some people who would want to see the government failing in delivering whatever the government is supposed to its people. What I can tell you is that there are saboteurs all over the show who are doing all of these dirty things to make sure that they, at the end of the day, they label our government is a failure. This is exactly what is happening.
But at the end of the day, it seems as if the government is really failing. I mean, when you look at the inflation rate, that is the month-on-month inflation rate is very high. When you look at the prices of fuel are being increased every week, so which means there's something terribly wrong, Mr. Kaude. Don't you think so?
I don't think so, and I beg to differ with you, my brother Gibbs, because remember what the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning said some time back, that we have been going through these austerity measures that were put in place by the government for austerity for prosperity. And now that the government is now rounding off this austerity measure program, then now we are going to witness some changes. And this is exactly where we are right now.
Yeah, kodwa siyabona ukuthi abantu bathi ngasibili bawagawule nxa sikhuluma iqiniso sibili abantu bathi akuhambi kahle. Singazi la ukuthi esitolo sakho uthengisa njani impahla njengoba siyakwazitela mhla kukhuphukile lokhu kusasa kuyakhuphuka lokhuyana njalo kuningi izinto ezikhuphuka nsuku zonke. Abantu bayajinga babagawule. Akubaphendule sibili ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani?
Umumo lo Gibbs ngani ukuthi ngikhulume iqiniso mina wethu mubi kakhulu kumabhizinisi. Ebantwini ikakhulu ebantwini Gibbs, ngoba into esiyigangelileyo ukuthi ethebulini yomuntu wonke kube nesitshwala kube nokudla emulini zonke. Kodwa sekukhona kathesi Gibbs, akunanto ebuhlungu njengokuthi abantu beqine besehlile kuthenga isitshwala nje sona sodwa. Lokho ayinto ebuhlungu kakhulu, njalo into esingayikhangelelanga leyo njengesizwe ukuthi sifike khonapho kulelo banga. Kodwa lapho esesifike khona Gibbs, kumbula phela ama austerity measures engikhuluma ngawo ukuthi umthuli wakhuluma upresident sale khuluma ethi madoda lapho siya khona kuzaba nzima kakhulu, kumele sibophene amabhurugwe, sibophene izisu, sibe ngabantu basenhlani. Iqiniso lelo, kodwa phambilini ngale nto zizavuleka zibe ngcono. Kodwa ngingazi kumbe sesinqanikelelwa ngendlalo yizikathi nxa sesithombulula uhlelo lokuthi kube ngcono sesiphuma kuma-austerity measures la kube nobunye ububi futhi esizahlangana lawo. Singazi khonapho, kodwa sinethemba ukuthi izinto athethi zizajombuluka ngemva kokuba lobunzima obukhulu kangaka kube ngcono, ngoba isandla sokwehlulekisa sikhona kakhulu. Uhulumende amele sikhangele kakhulu, asimise kakhulu ukuthi asisuse isandla lesi.
Yes, cela ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana sokuthiwa silomlaleli ecingweni wathi sezuthi silobani. Ye mfowethu, kunjani esicingweni khonapho? Halo baba.
Yebo.
Kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo Mandla.
Ye, Mandla, akutsho ukuthi wena ungibona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Gibbs, uyabona into eyenzakala eZimbabwe angazi ukuthi singathi ihamba njani, but mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi ukukhuphuka kwezinto lokhu obviously kwenziwa ngabantu abakuhulumende ngabomo, because ungakhangela I think 99% yabantu abakuhulumende bonke they are owning businesses. So abantu abanjalo, what do you expect ukuthi bangakhuluma towards ama price increases? They cannot say anything because they are benefiting a lot. Ungakhangela ama garage, abantu abanengi abakuhulumende ba own ama garage. That's why petrol ikhuphuka day and night, abacho next into abay discussa e parliament ba discussa, because these are the issues they should be discussing e parliament, yabo. But they are not discussing anything. Into zikhuphuka day and night, awukazi ubazwe bekhuluma bethi bona bephuma nje from nowhere be-address ilokhu zeni umphakathi ukuthi i-situation imi kanje kanje, abakwenzi lokhu. Silokhu sizwa same people bona labo gawule labo lokhu zeni ukuthi ngobani labo ochuma in company. Abantu thina why lingakaze li-invite ama-ministers a-responsible ngalawo ma-departments okule problem khona, bazozikhulumela bona, batshela abantu ukuthi what's going on, what are they doing to address that problem. Always we are hearing two same people every time. I don't think ukuthi bona labo gawule and so forth, they know everything about all departments, yabo.
Yeah, kodwa siyake sizama ukuthi sibabize ukuthi babuye, kodwa babuyi. So ke sicina sithola bolaba nje
angithi babaleka khona lokho, ukungabuyi kwabo kukhomba khona lokho ukuthi babaleka khona lokho ukuthi abayazi into abazayitshela umphakathi. Ithi ukuthi ba innocent, into ziyenzakala labo bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani. They should be coming forward and explain, but the reason why they are not coming forward is because they know what's going on. They are not telling the truth.
Thank you so much, Mandla.
Abakhuluma iqiniso labantu, konke ama prizes wonke la akhuphukayo, yonke inxa kanxaki yenzakalayo, they are behind it and then they turn around try to blame somebody else. Umsebenzi wabo yini kokona lapha ku government babengastopi zonke lezi zinto lezi? What are they doing day in day out?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu, Mandla, ungatshela kusasa mfowethu. Thank you so much. He says it all, you know, in English. Yeah.
Aiwa, tininge tine mnyarikani wedu aripano vata wanda zokora vebatsore MDC vanova chairman muno mu America. Makadiva zokora tokuchingamidza ipachirongwa.
Magadi Teddy Marvelous, Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, Agaterera.
Aiwa isu kunotiri wadi trukona vashinji varu kuchema chema nyanya panyaya ye kukwira kuri kuita mitengo yezvinhu. Taona ve Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe nasi vachiti ivo vabvisirwa masubsidies nehurumende uyezve mafuta akwira. Imi sebato reMDC munoti nezviri kuitika izvi munyika pari zvino?
Inonzi nzara takarima kutambura kwega kwega. Tine dambudziko muZimbabwe rekuti tine musangano unonzi ZANU PF shasha yekuriga maelections. Asi tatinozongoona tati fambei apo ndechekuti kana wakwanisa kuriga maelections hazvizokwanisiki kuti urige economy. Ndo zviri kuitika kuZANU PF izvozvi kuratidza kuti havasirivo vatungamiriri venyika vanofanira kunge varipo. Nyika iri kuramba ivo vatadza kana kuisumudza nyika yacho, saka ndopatiri iko zvino izvi. Nyaya yatinogara tichingotaura iyoyo yekuti kana munyika musingazikanwi kunzi ari kutonga ndiani, vari kutonga vacho vasina kuiswa nevanhu, vasiri vatungamiri vakaiswa nevanhu, iye hatinoti vanenge vasina legitimacy, zvinonetsa kuti mugadzirisike zvinhu. Zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vanoda kuti vauye kuzainvesta vauye, nekuti vanenge vasinganzwisisi, munenge muine nyonga nyonga. Ivo vacho veZANU PF vacho kana aresa Munangagwa hatorina clue kuti nyika iyoyi achaigadzirisa sei. Ari kungopupurika, ari kungoenda chete. Saka ndopatiri ipapo tofanira kuti tigadzirise nyaya yelegitimacy ndokuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
If you can say the same thing in English, Mr. Jokora, before we take Mr. Gaule to respond to what you have just said in terms of pricing in Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah, that's what we have in Zimbabwe. We have a political party called ZANU-PF that is an expert in rigging elections. They've been rigging elections since 2002. And since that time, our country has been going down. And it has always suffered, you know, from a crisis of legitimacy. And that crisis that hounded Robert Mugabe is haunting Emmerson Mnangagwa again. If there is no legitimacy in a country, it means even the investors, the people who want to come and invest, they are not sure whether they should come or not, because there is always chaos in that country. People are always demonstrating. People are always complaining and threatening to remove the government. So that doesn't give, you know, confidence to the investors. It also doesn't give confidence to the people in Zimbabwe themselves. So we always have the problems that we are having. As it is, ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are showing that they are clueless as to the problems that are happening in Zimbabwe. They have no solution at all. The solution that we have, that we need, and that must be done in Zimbabwe, is for Emmerson Mnangagwa to realize that he cannot be the leader of Zimbabwe, and he cannot ignore Nelson Chamisa, the legitimate president of Zimbabwe, the person who was voted by more than 2.6 million. So that's where we need to start.
Please hold on. We have a caller, and then we'll come to Mr. Gaule to respond. Hello, caller.
Kazwaisis Mavi.
Ehe, makadi, kwa tukutora na nuye jemri kupi?
Murukutora na Elfas Chigusha, nrimuno mulimpopo, mumukopani, mumushono, mumushate.
Ehe, taurayitinzwi.
Right, ndoda kutangira pa musi wa 13 March 2018 ndakapinda mubulawa room ground. Ndakatanga kuti pfuure panasi kudai zvinobata tarisane billboard hombe ringe rakanzi Mnangagwa for president. Makore esai ndaimudzo zvimudzi Mnangagwa nishanda mumune. Right, takati kutarisana manziviso kudai zvinhu ndaakunzi for president. Ozva cha ndakaona ndakasiririswa chezvo. Kusiririswa chezvo kuti zvichokwadi murume waida kuita sei. Murume ari empty, haana zvaangagona kuzviita pabasa raariro raarigoni amwe mabasa pamwe. Zvechokwadi ndonhamo yatiinayo. Hapana tingatombobude ipapo. And ipapo pandakapinda musi wa 13 ipapo, ndakanditarisa vanhu munguna wayo gutira ndakakurira kudai izvi. Munhu wese ari kurwadziwa, ndakatoona kurwadziwa kwemunhu kunyorwa mumiri torendava. Ini ndine chido chekuona football player, utility player achifamba uku kwakwa pevhimendi uku, ndichatoona kuti mutambi webhora. Zvechokwadi kana ukamubvunza, anenge ari mutambi webhora ndosaka ndakagona kuona mukuru uyu kuti zvoita kwadi murume ari kutanga zvinhu zvaasinga goni uyu ndopatiri nhasi ndosaka tiri patiri ipo panapa kungonawo simba asi basa usina macredentials ndaro uchinyatsoziva kuti handina
kola tombokubata ipapo kuti hatibvumire hedu kuti vanhu tinyomba nepaprogram ndeyekuti tiuye muchitipawo zvinobatsira kuti nyika ienderere mberi uyezve chitaura henyu muchidimbu tibva tapa vagaule vataurawo pamusoro pane
zvamatasesimazi handina kubuya ndakapfeka gumbezi rekunyomba ndikutaura chokwadi riri chokwadi nendava pana patoda kutaura chokwadi sechokwadi ndozviripo zvinotaurwa navagauri izvizvo vachingobva vachiti hai kuzadunga kuzadunga yei kuzadunga kuzadunga kana iye chaizvo chaizvo mumwe make chai chaizvo anoziva kuti hapana zviripo iwona gauri footprint yekuti chaizvo chaizvo vanhu 40 years vari ipapapa footprint yekuti munhu akamboitiiko from 1980 to now haipo ndaizogoneka sei kuti muzimbabweni vakawanda kuti arizovhotera munhu asina kana maFootprints zvinhu zviri siko zvakaita saizvozvizvi izvi zvinotaurwa nababa nana gauri izvi ndezvekumbodzvinyirira vawanhu babo gauri intoyenza yeda yekunyenjedzera vantu ende iqiniso yanazi vhere kuti yakukuruma manga manje tina sinaka nipiri kwedlula lina silizwa ngokukhuluma kwenu ukuti abantu laba kuda kuzvitoda nikezani mutsva wina maelections dana ndokukuruma manga arikuikuruma nangomubhedza rakukuruma yekutiona ese kuvonayo namhlanje yiripercation yekuponisa kuti maelections arigwa but manje abantu avariga maelections avakwanisi kuti vengariga economy because its not like that kufuneka iconfidence into yenza ukuthi igovernment le ingabi neconfidence wena gawule abantu bengabi neconfidence to this government yikuthi abayivotelanga abayifuni bekaramabona manje lapha kusenziwa ama-graduation lapha enasi lapha most of those staff members they didn't go there like they went to Mugabe hapana zvezvonzotifisofification hapana kana chii vanhu wese wakawenza murume uyayo ruzhinji rwevanhu ngarirege kuti vanhu wese but majority rules ndopari kufamba zvinhu zviri rongo hapana confidence kubanking sector hapana confidence kugovernment hapana confidence as long as pasina confidence kubanking sector nekugovernment hapana chinombofamba.
Aiwa tinotenda kola regai tichipinza vagaule sezvo manyatsotaura navo mataura nerurimi rwamai mukapinda nechidhevene kuti vanyatsonzwa vagaule mupindiro zvataurwa nakola uyezve zvataurwa navadzvokora nekuti taona pane mazwi anga ari kushandiswa aya mazwi emdc avari kutaurawo kuti ivo havasi kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro pindurai tinzwi.
Yes, ndiri kudzinzwa kuti vapedza kutaura vakatsamwa stereki ndavoona vari kutuka vari kutikirira vachiita zvese zvese but haiwa hazvina kunaka toda kuti titange nekurespekta vatereri vana vezimbabwe vakaterera maprograms akadai kuti vawane information kuti vadzidze zvakawanda kuti chii chiri kuitika izvo zvakanaka chaizvo but zvavari kuita izvo zvokumbotafura kusarudzo as a country now we are now moving forward as Zimbabwe as a family together as a family. If Zimbabwe was a company, we all as Zimbabweans have equal share in this company which is called Zimbabwe, our country. Mwari akati panyika iyi ari ana kuti panyika ari kuti nyika iyi yavakapa vanhu vezimbabwe kuti nyika iyi ndeyevana vezimbabwe nokuti ndeyevana vezanupf nevana vemdc kuti vanhu uya all zimbabwe tiri vanhu mhambwe chete zvatinoda kutarisa ndezvokuti toita sei kuti nyika ii indire mberi kuti tishande tese semhuri imwe chete kusina politics dzinopindira tapfuura kune politics papa kati tiita maelection tichisarudza hurumende tikapfuura ipapo ngatibatanei tiinde mberi kana kune zvimwe zvisina kugadzirisika zvinoti tichagadzira mberi tichiinda mberi but hatidi kuti vamwe vedu vanofarira kuti vaone vanhu vachitambura kuri vozopinda muutongi nokutambura kwevanhu kuti vanhu vatamburisise kuti vatambure vazotambura vozopedzira voratidzira vofara nazvo izvozvo hazvina kunaka zvakanaka ndezvokuti nyika ndeyedu tete hatimatanei tigadzirisa tipare nemapfungwa iwe wataura kuti iwe une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe ndizvo zvakanaka izvozvo kana une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe tinozvifarira izvozvo huye nepfungwa dzako tivake nyika yezimbabwe nyika yezimbabwe vana vezimbabwe ngatichengetedzei runyararo runyararo ndivo vakakosa hakuna nyika isina inobudirira isina runyararo vanhu ngavawirirane tiwirira ndigare pasi masema Zimbabwe tafura kusarudzo tatidi kudzokorora tichidzokorora hema elections dzakarigwa hema leti so even ku America uko ngatidzidzei even vana Trump vana Clinton vakati ma Democrats vakati ma Republicans vakariga but kubva ipapo they are now together, they are working together. Parishasha panyaya idzodzi isusu tiri vanhu vasingadzidzi kuti as Africans tatina kusvika kwakuti unovhuma kuti haiwa maelections apfuura Africa nyika yedu ichabudirira kana tasvika kuti tizive kuti maelections apfuura even kana usina zvimwe zvinhu zvisina kufamba musho uchizviona kana tasvika ipapo congratulations comrade president President, titungamirire tiende pumberi, tiende kukumberi. President Mnangagwa, hasi president wewe ZANU-PF. President wenyika yeZimbabwe, wemwana vana vane Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe yose as a country yakatarisira kuti vaMnangagwa vadilive.
Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule.
Hakuna chini chinogadzirika one day, zvinozviramba izvozvo. Kuti one day zvinhu zvinogadzirika. Nyika yanga yakafa kai. Economy yanga yakolapsa kai. Kuna economy kana yanga collapse isisu eZimbabwe ngatimobatsira naite setimbachani tipe people support tirege kusupporteja supporteji vakomana kutengesa nyika wakashata
Mr. Kaule we hear you really so but I think you heard Mr. Tsokora saying you know the president does not have a clue together with some ZANU-PF people in running the country, and secondly, that is just illegitimate. He was not duly elected, and at the same time, he says there was a lot of election rigging. So we know that after the elections, the matter was taken to court, and you know the court made its own declaration. So you know the MDC still insists up to today that you know your government is illegitimate. Your government actually rigged elections. And all these kind of things, and you don't have a clue of running a country. Can you react to what Mr. Zokora is saying there?
To me, this is not coming as a surprise. This is coming from the MDC guys. Because in their group, they have lawyers. I don't know how they interpret the laws of the country. That we are over now with the elections and the court, the constitutional court of the country ruled on that matter. And why are they taking us back? Even then, the rule of law that they are singing about every day, they are always singing and dancing about the rule of law, but they are failing to even champion the people that the rule of law, this rule of law that they are always talking about. But to me, it's not coming as a surprise. You can see how they do their things in their party. That is why there is commotion in their party. That is why they always cry foul in their party. Even then, ZANU-PF is now winning all these primary by-elections that are going on, that have been held in the past, because they are sleeping, these people. They are fast asleep. And this is a wake-up call to them to say, wake up, you people, you are dreaming, you are dead dreaming. And they are daydreaming. And this is exactly what they did. I remember this chaos that was there when Tsvangirai passed on. You can imagine that how they conducted their business. Even then, it's a shame to these people, to this kind of people.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. Sizokutaki ubaba uburisani ngobe, usaphendukile. Usomabhizimusi. Baba Ncube, ucingo lwakho kade luquntekile. So ke, akutsho ke ngamafitshane ukuthi going forward, what should Zimbabwe do, you know? We are looking at these price increases. We are looking at this so-called chaos that is in the country, according to the MTC. But according to ZANU-PF, things are moving in the right direction. So what is the way forward?
All right. Our politicians, especially our ruling party, I think that what you could know me finish. The political party, even the motor is in the noise of the ambulance and television. Here we take a nap in my life. So, the black market. Mm. ZANU PF is more than Zabani Mariama elections. We saw Sans, Magi, who would take a talent of any fight, our limit, who would win my elections. Give a national liberty over Iran, I need me about Zimbabwe. Ukuthi imali bayithatha ngapi yokuthenga izimota eziningi ezedlula ama-ambulance athenga uhulumende. So okokuqala nje i-economy futhi ilunge, kumele siqalile sibe nabantu ababusa ilizwe aba-honest abazimiseleli ukuthi izwe leli lilungiswe, ngoba ilizwe leli kalingeke li kade i-6 months nxa uvele ufuna ukuthi ulilungise ngokuthi kwenze izinto eziqondileyo. Okunye ongeke ukubalekile yikuthi laba bazomba ngazo bakhulumisane. Bithi bangakhulumisana kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili yokusebenza sonke. Abantu bezimbabwe basezithula bakwazi ukuhle mhlophe ukuthi kuthe ngesikhathi se-inclusive government labakhonikhela amabandleni kubusazwe ayephikisana afoma uhulumende oyedwa abambisana labakhonikhela. Khathesi lokhu ukuthi kuphe mina ngawina ama-election lo malaba wakutsho ukuthi ngawina ama-election akusinene akukhulumiswane phakathi kwamabandla lawa iZANU PF le-NDC and ungakhulunyiswana ubangiswane kusetsha
sithukeukuze
nabo abezomnotho omthuli bayakwazi okugodle ngoba umthuli yena ngokwakhe engakabi ngu-minister of finance wayekhulume ne-bond north, wathi bond north kalifuneki ngoba i-put it this way, bond north is bad money. Bad money chases away good money. Mina mangani ukuthi wasetshintsha nini ukuthi i-bond north ayitshintshe ayibone i-good money ingaba yimali yelihle. Angikwazi watshintsha
nini. Yes, ukubamba umlomo.
Ekupheleleni ukuthi.
Yes. Yes, ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngoba silobaba usecingweni plus 40 silobaba uzokhola. So what Mr. Bursan Ncube is saying is that most of these politicians, they lie a lot. You know, he says he has seen that people in ZANU-PF lack some kind of leadership. So he says what is needed in Zimbabwe are talks. You know, if the MDC and ZANU-PF sit down and discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe, maybe there is hope for the future. So he made a reference to the unity, inclusive government. He says there was hope at that time, and Zimbabweans remember that kind of a situation. So he says, go for that, and maybe things will work. And he says, the bond note, he was quoting what Mr. Mthuli Ncube said at one stage. When he said, I quote, bond note, the bond note is bad money, and bad money chases away good money. So he says, when did it change?
That kind of interesting, and we've got the two parties here, but before we give a chance to both the MDC and ZANU-PF, we will take a caller. Hello, caller. Oh. Hello, Vakaunda.
Hello, hello. I'm going to be Shambeli Kungalo.
You see, I was a Kaunda. What's your name?
All right, I'm in and right. I'm right here, guys.
Yeah, so akutsho baba Kaunda, ukututa walelubola njani. 1.5 minutes, siya kunika khona phu. Kulanto abaningi, siba funa ungena okuhle. Ubona njani lokho?
Yeah, but all right. Nanga nje bendilokhu ngizama ukungena uhlelo wami bengingaluza izulu belilinengi kakhulu impani kusezenzeni ngasoke sasizwanga kahle. La ungafuna ukuthi ngibijela khona phela bengingenele esemini isenzise kahle.
Yes, sikhuluma ngakhonokho-ke imtengo yempahla etshiyeneyo ukuthi iyakhuphuka mahlayana. Impuphu kuzobuya la mafutha ezimoto. So-ke phose lakho khonapho.
All right. Hayi vele mina ngibona kusazokhwela lapha nje sasekudlela. Ngeke ngakhuluma laphana ngesikhathi ipetroli $7 what ngathi vele isazodlula ku-$50 isazodlula ku-$20 isazofika kuma-$70 something khonale konke nje njalo nje izimpuphu. Kodwa mina konke lokhu ngikubona ku-right ngoba vele yikho kuzenza ukuthi umnaki akuvale impanda lakhe liphume amasinya njalo kubuya kutshengisa nje ukuthi vele kabakwanisi. I government eZimbabwe, wonke nje ama-department vele ase-very polluted. vele imele isizwe nge-government yana njenge-Iraq nje yazi i-America yakalungisa i-Iraq yabulala nje i-government yonke yakhona yonke yalungisa kuhle vele into sokufuneka nje kwenzekala ngale Zimbabwe nayo vele i-MDC ayilani engayenzi very polluted abantu abavele khona ngale kuzani uyazi kuhlangahlangana nengqabangqoza nje khanyela labo nampo bebodwa benza besikilwa futhi avela kula nto i-right ukuthi nje i-government ezimbabwe vele ihlezi njengwe-Iraq i-America yalungisa i-Iraq nayi-Iraq manje ngathi i-right nje yinto emele yenziwe ezimbabwe kuphela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Kaunda, ungadinwa lokusasa mfowethu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Kaunda, he says, you know, maybe these price increases will force ZANU-PF to abandon power. So he says this is a good way, according to him. He says, you know, when there are these increases every day, the party will throw in the towel.
Mm. So interesting take there. Yeah. Sirigate mboenda kunava dzokora veMDC vari muno muAmerica teens kwamuri manzwa zvazviri kutaurwa nevamukola vati kutaurirana dzimwe dzenguva ndiko kungaunze shanduko munoona seizvi.
This is what we have said as MDC that we need to have a dialogue, a genuine dialogue in our country. President Chamisa has always been talking about dialogue. In fact, he is the one who started the idea of dialogue, and then Mnangagwa took it over. But then we want a genuine dialogue that is underwritten by a neutral guarantor. This is what we have always said. But Mnangagwa wants to be the player and the referee at the same time. So MDC is open to dialogue. We are not holding the country at ransom by refusing to have talks. It is Mnangagwa who is refusing to have a genuine dialogue. So in that case, it means our country is never going to move forward. I'm surprised and shocked when I hear Mr. Gaule saying we should move forward. We are not moving forward as a country, and our country will never move forward. It's only a few people in ZANU-PF whose lives and lifestyles and livelihoods are moving forward. Those who are close to ZANU-PF and those in ZANU-PF and the relatives of the people in ZANU-PF. Those are the people who are living well in Zimbabwe.
Asika vagauli vadzokora regai ndipindire ipapo kuti vamwe vari kuti tinonzwa vamunangagwa vachitoda kutaurirana, tinonzwa vachamisa vachiti toda kutaurirana, sei vaviri havasiri kugona kuti vangogara pasi vataurirane sezviri kudiwa nevanhu munyika.
Panotauriranwa tetemavhera panofanira kunge paine munhu anenge aripo pamusoro watinoti neutral guarantor. Ndopari kuramba vaZANU-PF. ZANU-PF inoda kuti vanhu vayo vauye kuzoita ma guarantors of those talks. Saka isi tiri kuti ngakuuye mumwe munhu anobva kune dzimwe nyika oyo otigarisa pasi tochinyatsotaurirana zvakanaka-naka, kwete kuti iwewe ndio urimo muring, ndio uri kurwa wakuda kurefura futi, hazvinyatsoiti zvakanaka. And then toona nyaya yekuti nyika yacho sei isiri kuenderera mberi, sei isinga tisiri kuchinja. Tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa, sokutaura kwaita mumwe mutauri, vamunangagwa vanonyepa.
Chirege ndikubate muromo ipapo tazvinzwa, nekuti nguva yedu tasarwa ne 1 minute I think, kuti tiite zviri fair, tipakure zviri fair. Ngatipewo vagaule mukana wokuti vapindure zvamataura tozodzoka kwamuri. Vagaule, pindurai tinzwa.
Yes, but what I can say is that President Mnangagwa, as the president of Zimbabwe, opened the app for dialogue, and that one is not a secret even then. We all know that. And Mnangagwa is on record emphasizing the need for political parties to come together and chart the way forward for our country. But I don't know whether these guys maybe have got good reasons why they are not joining the other political parties. Maybe they feel they are big brothers even then. They are a big brother to these other political parties. But the thing is, the problem that we have in this country is the type of opposition that we have at the
time. Mr. Gaule, I think our time is also not on our side. Gibbs, I don't know if you've got something to ask him before we
Right, so we go. Your last word, Mr. Burisani Ngobe, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yes, but look, we are simply saying, going forward, we
The only way is the political dialogue. That is the solution. That
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Bulisani Ncube. That was Mr. Bulisani Ncube. Thanks also to Mr. Wanda Zukora and Mr. Philip Gaule. Standing off his Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying, let's meet again on Let's Talk. Ngati Kurukurai Mangwana. Msakangano Shakare, the youth show, where they'll be talking about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence tomorrow.